This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. warships and fighter jets are headed to the Middle East and nearby areas to bolster American defenses in support of Israel as both countries brace for a possible military strike by Iran. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. officials say the new military capabilities headed to the region are designed to meet and mitigate whatever threats Iran and its proxies decide to unleash. But they emphasize the U.S. is looking to calm tensions, not raise them.
These are defensive capabilities.
The Pentagon's Sabrina Singh.
All of our capabilities that we have there in the region are defensive and to send a message of deterrence.
Singh also says there is a possible off-ramp, telling reporters a potential ceasefire deal to end the fighting between Israel and the Iran-backed Hamas terror group in Gaza, one that also sees the return of multiple Hamas-held hostages, would be good for everyone. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
According to a memo released Friday by the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin took away plea deals for 9/11 terror attack mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two others. The Pentagon memo also relieves the official in charge of the military commissions of her oversight in the case. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, Waleed Mohammed Salih Mubarak bin Attash, and Mustafa Ahmed Adam al-Hassawi were charged in June 2008 and then again in May 2012 for their alleged roles in planning the September 11, 2001 terror attacks on New York's World Trade Center and the Pentagon. All three had been facing trial via military tribunal at the U.S. base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Kingdom police brace for more far-right protests in response to misinformation about the deaths of three young girls. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
British police are bracing for more far-right protests as suspects from recent violent demonstrations appear in court. Several suspects arrested in violent protests that erupted after the fatal stabbing of three children in Southport in northwest England were due in court. Prime Minister Keir Starmer condemned and blamed the violence on far-right hatred. Demonstrations are being promoted online over the coming days in towns and cities, including Belfast, Liverpool and Manchester. Organisers are using phrases including enough is enough, save our kids and stop the boats. Starmer has vowed to end the mayhem and said police across the UK would be given more resources. Karen Shamas, London.
Rescuers in southern India's Kerala doubled down on search operations to find survivors on Friday, where a landslide killed at least 189 people with scores still missing. Leader of India's Congress Party, Rahul Gandhi.
Today we had a meeting with the administration and the panchayat. They briefed us on exactly the number of casualties they expect, the number of houses that have been damaged, and their strategy. We have said that we are here to help in any way possible. Congress family would like to commit to build 100+ houses here.
Heavy rain in the region caused landslides on Tuesday, sending torrents of mud, water, and tumbling boulders downhill and burying or sweeping people to their deaths as they slept. The Justice Department says it will share information about foreign election threats with tech companies. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says the Justice Department is committed to sharing with social media companies information that it picks up about efforts by foreign governments to influence this year's elections. Monaco, the department's number two official, told the annual meeting of the American Bar Association that Russia remains the primary foreign threat to elections, with Moscow targeting specific voting demographics and using encrypted direct messaging apps to reach Americans. Monaco says there is a growing threat of violence to public officials, including election workers. The Justice Department in the last 2 years has prosecuted nearly 700 threat cases, more than half of which involve public officials. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. officials are warning that a newly confirmed famine in Sudan's Darfur region is on pace to become the world's worst in decades. International famine review experts confirmed Thursday that a famine is underway at one of the camps for war-displaced people in Darfur. It's only the third famine confirmation in the 20-year history of the famine review system. The last major famine in 2011 killed a quarter of a million people in Somalia, half of them children under age 5. Samantha Power, the U.S. Agency for International Development Director, says both warring sides in Sudan are using starvation as a weapon. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.